A new twist in the ongoing dispute between Governor Paula Page and the Maine legislature played out today at the State House. The issue this time is a bill that would require the heads of state agencies to testify before legislative committees if they're called. Mal Leary has the details.
During the last session, Governor LePage became so frustrated with the legislature that he ordered his commissioners not appear before committees without his approval.
The justification for not doing what they want is they treat my commissioners horribly. They're disrespectful to people because they don't like me.
That was his response in December after the legislature agreed to consider a bill put forward by fellow Republican Roger Cates, a senator from Augusta, that would require commissioners and other executive branch officials to appear in person. Cates said committees, including the Appropriations Committee, on which he serves, were not getting the information they needed when considering bills and weighing spending priorities. But Cates now says the bill may not be needed, as commissioners have been making appearances this session.
It's a very powerful bill in the sense that it really brings matters to a head. It has some, frankly, some potential constitutional issues involved with it as well. I was certainly willing to bring it forward, but in light of the fact that at least for now it doesn't appear to be necessary, I think it's a battle that doesn't need to be fought.
So Cates asked the State and Local Government Committee to kill the bill. But on a 6-5 vote, the panel not only kept the bill alive, it voted to send it as drafted to the full legislature for its consideration. Representative Chris Babbage is a Democrat from Kennebunk.
I don't see that anything changes at all with this being put into statute unless there's a refusal to appear. And then they put it in writing, and then state law says they shall appear.
Babbage says lawmakers rely on state agencies for the information they need to decide critical policies. Representative Jeff Evangelos, an independent from Friendship, went further, saying that the governor's policy of limiting executive branch interaction with the legislature amounts to a dereliction of duty. That drew this response from Representative Richard Pickett, a Republican from Dixfield.
I would hope that we would take and listen to the good senator from Augusta, Senator Katz, and do as he asked. And I also would like to think that this would not become a character assassination on the chief executive here today. I don't think that's our purpose at all.
Nobody has done any character assassination.
The committee vote sends the measure to the full legislature for its consideration. But it faces a certain veto from the governor if it passes. And if his veto is overridden, LePage promises a legal battle.
That will just prolong a very large multi-year litigation. Because I will take it through the court system, all the way to as far as I can go.
The bill could be considered as early as next week by the state Senate. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.